Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning. So glad you're joining us here on Caregiver Crossing. I'm Tina McIntosh. And as promised, we have Lisa Bennett, Director of Marketing with Countryside Meadows, in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, just for clarification, you've been on the show with us before, Lisa, and Countryside Meadows is an American Senior Communities.
Yes, we're one of the facilities on the west side in Avon, Indiana.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, Avon, that area has grown so much over the years. I can only imagine the need for this kind of care there. So,
yes.
All right, Lisa, we're going to test my knowledge here because we are going to be talking a little bit about financial planning for caregivers. And I know that you threw at me some abbreviations, and I am absolutely clueless. So we want to talk a little bit about MCR and MKD. What in the world is that?
That's abbreviation for Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, of course
so
it is.
I apologize.
I know Medicare and Medicaid. But, you know, I think a lot of people get confused by what they are. So can you, in very simple terms, tell us, I mean, what is Medicare and what is Medicaid? How are they similar and how are they different?
Well, a lot of times we have families that come in and we're talking about, you know, the financials behind caring for your loved ones. And, you know, they say, you know, I want to admit from home, I have Medicare. And then I start talking to them about Medicaid. And so there's a very, you know, a lot of people get very confused about the difference between the two. So what I always say is Medicare is a short-term payer source in a skilled nursing facility, and Medicaid is a long-term payer source in a skilled nursing facility. So that's kind of the broad horizon.
And how do you qualify for those?
Well, Medicare is available for anybody 65 and over, and that is, you know, pretty much covers for just that short-term stay for somebody that needs rehabilitation. So that's pretty much for anybody, you know, of that age range. When you're looking at Medicaid, that is something where usually you would get a professional involved to help you with that process. When you are looking at long-term care planning, looking at, you know, those things further in the future, when you're looking at your assets, more things come into play with the Medicaid process.
So is it true, is it fair to say that Medicaid has more to do with your financial ability to pay?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So Medicare has to do with age, 65 and older, and Medicaid has to do with financial ability.
Correct.
Do either of them have to do with true, like with your diagnosis?
Yes. Medicaid looks at a lot of varying things from the needs of the individual as well as the financial background.
Okay.
So a lot of times that's when, you know, the professional comes in and helps you to apply for those benefits.
And is it a painful process?
Well, oftentimes I say, you know, I'm not the professional in regards to that. I help you get in touch with the people that will help you with that.
Okay.
So with our facility, you know, we work a lot with Medicaid and Medicaid pending patients, and not all facilities do. So when we have a family that comes, we really try to educate them on the process, you know, when you're admitting from home, because when somebody's admitting from home, Medicare will not cover for that stay unless they've had a recent hospitalization. So it's really, there's a lot of things that go into it. So what we always stress is to make sure that they get in somebody ahead of time and not wait until last minute when it comes down to that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is how do you know when to make that call? As a caregiver, how do I know how do I know?
You know, it's always best to go ahead and start that process if you do find that a loved one is starting to, you know, progress in a disease process, is having more problems caring for themselves at home. A lot of times look at those things if you are a caregiver and, you know, maybe you just want a respite stay for your loved one. It's always good to go out and tour facilities in your area, find ones that may be able to work with you and point you in the right direction for those things later on down the road. All facilities are willing for families just to stop in, you know, make sure to get them the information ahead of time. So maybe it wouldn't happen for a year, 2 years, 3 years, however long down the road, at least you have that, you know, figured out ahead of time.
And what about, you know, you hear a lot of times about a waiting list, that Medicaid might have a waiting list. Do you know what that means?
A lot of times the waiting list may come according to the facility. as well, where it depends on if they have the appropriate bed available. That's why it's always good to find the facility that you are interested in, make sure, you know, to exchange contact information and make sure that, you know, that it would be the appropriate facility for you, because all of the skilled nursing and rehabilitation communities are all different in the way they go about working with that long-term care planning process and the programs that they can offer.
That's interesting. Is that a contract that maybe facilities have with the state? Like, how does that work?
Well, American Senior Communities is one of the largest providers of Medicaid services, I believe, in Indiana. So I know with American, or with Countryside Meadows specifically, you know, on the west side of town, we work a lot with those Medicaid patients. If you come to us and maybe you don't already have Medicaid, but maybe you're not financially able to private pay to stay in a skilled nursing facility, we'll help to either start that Medicaid application with you or point you in the direction of somebody that may be able to help you to do so.
That's incredible, because, I mean, that is the one thing at Joy's House as an adult day service I hear families talk about a lot, is the process to become Medicaid waiver approved or Medicare is overwhelming. So to have someone that knows what they're doing and has the right contacts and can hold your hand through it, and then also care for your loved one, mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
And that's what we stress to families. If your loved one needs the care, we're not going to turn you down just due to financial reasons. We're going to try to work to find you the care that you need.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. That makes a lot of difference for a lot of people. I'm talking with Lisa Bennett, who's the director of marketing at Countryside Meadows in the Avon area.
Right.
And if someone wanted to get a hold of you, Lisa, what's that contact information?
You can reach us at Countryside Meadows at 317-495-7200.
All right, Lisa, you know, we talked last time that you were visiting with us about how much you love your job. And I just wanted to ask you, are you still loving your job?
I am. You know, within any position, you always have the negatives, the positives.
Of course.
And at the end of the day, it's all worth it. So.
And what do you love most about what you get to do in this role?
Well, I, you know, am outside visiting with all kinds of people. So I really love just staying active, working with the community, seeing all those professionals that really are helping with, you know, the elderly community and helping them to find resources, because there's a lot of things that go into it. So,
yeah, I love, you know, and I'm not going to ask your age here, but I do love that you are a younger woman in this industry. And a lot of the folks I've met at American Senior Communities and just working in healthcare in general, I feel like there is a wave of younger adults that are coming in to work with aging populations. And so I'm glad you're a part of that. It makes a big deal. And I think, just like you, and again, I'm not going to make you spill your heart out this time, but like you, a lot of people do this because they're personally drawn to it. And I can see that with you and the passion that you have for your work. So it's wonderful. Give us, Lisa, your contact information again, if you will.
You can reach us at Countryside Meadows at 317-495-7200.
And are you okay if someone picks up the phone and calls you with general questions about this?
Oh, definitely. We welcome anybody to stop in, give us a call. Any general questions, if we can't help you, we'll point you in the direction of somebody that can.
Because, again, Medicare and Medicaid, as we're talking about that, it can be very, very overwhelming. And so it's great to have someone holding your hand as we go along here. So, Lisa, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to take the opportunity to say thank you to American Senior Communities for being the sponsor of Caregiver Crossing, but also to all of you for listening. This show has really taken on such a life of its own, and we want to remind you that we're here for you. The reason that we do this show is because we talk consistently about how caregivers need to have support and need to educate themselves and need to take care of themselves, and saying that is kind of very broad and hard for you to know what to do. And so we are here every Saturday from 8 to 9. We've got great folks like Lisa Bennett on the show to help you professionally, but we also want to be here for you personally. So don't hesitate to email me at any time at tina@caregivercrossing.org. And you're always welcome to email Terry at terri@caregivercrossing.org. And you can like us on Facebook as well. Every Saturday morning here from 8 to 9, and we will be back in just a moment here on 93 WIBC.